For visitors, the Mexican city of Oaxaca is usually a place to see wonderful Spanish colonial architecture, to take tours to ancient ruins, and to indulge in Oaxaca's gift to world cuisine, mole. This summer, though, Oaxaca has been in the grip of political protests. They started with the teacher strike, and they have escalated to seizures of broadcast stations and reports of gunfire amid calls for the governor of Oaxaca State to resign. James McKinley is Mexico City bureau chief for the New York Times. He's there now, but James McKinley, you were just in Oaxaca until last night?
Yes, I returned last night from Oaxaca.
What's it like?
Well, the city is a bit of a mess right now. There are large parts of the city that have been blocked off by protesters. There's a lot of tension between the striking teachers and their allies and the police, and some of these conflicts have led to gunfire in recent days. There are a lot of empty hotel rooms, a lot of empty restaurants and galleries, all the things that are usually bustling, and that has meant a tremendous financial burden for the people that make their living off the tourism industry there.
This began as a teacher's strike in Oaxaca, but it's gone beyond that over the past 3 months.
Yes, it began as a dispute over pay. The teachers wanted a rather hefty increase in their pay to cover the cost of living there, and the governor essentially refused to grant them that. But then the government made a critical error on June 14th when they sent in riot troops to try to break up the protesters that had occupied the central square of the city. This radicalized many of the teachers and also attracted the attention of dozens of civic groups, many of whom have Marxist or leftist philosophies, who have now joined the protest, and they are now calling for the governor to resign and for new elections.
Another dimension is how all this is being covered. It's the protests have involved the takeover of television and radio stations in Oaxaca.
Yeah, the protesters themselves took over the state-run television station in early August because they were unhappy with the coverage they were getting from the commercial media on Monday morning. Some gunmen burst into the public television station. The protesters say they're police. The government says they don't know who they are. But these gunmen essentially destroyed all the broadcasting equipment. And later that day, the protesters seized control of some dozen radio stations around the city and began broadcasting their own version of the news again.
When you were there yesterday, mm-hmm. Did you get the sense that the streets of Oaxaca are a dangerous place?
I wouldn't say they're dangerous during the day. And there are some intrepid tourists that are still going around to the sites, although everything's been defaced by vandals who have painted slogans all over the public buildings. But at night, it's very tense.
Would you expect the federal government of Mexico to step in? And is it at all affecting the matter that there is a dispute over the presidential election result at the federal level?
President Fox and his interior ministry have so far tried to use dialogue rather than any sort of intervention, and they've failed and bringing these two sides together. Eventually, of course, they may be forced to take stronger action. The problem is that they're facing a similar situation in the capital that has to do with the presidential election. So if he uses force to dispel the protesters here in Mexico City or down in Oaxaca, that could be a spark that would create more violence all across the country.
It's James McKinley, Mexico City bureau chief for the New York Times in Mexico City, speaking with us about developments in the Mexican city of Oaxaca. Thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.